Well, this afternoon, we decided to take a phone trip over to Red Lodge Mountain and talk with Ann Kozurak. Good afternoon, Ann. How are you?
Good afternoon. Doing great.
It's a fantastic day for some snow on a big mountain, isn't it?
It is a beautiful day.
You know, it is warming up a little bit, but the nice thing about Red Lodge Mountain, you've got tons of snow.
We do. We are sitting with just under a 60-inch base right now. All of our terrain is open.
That's great. But, you know, for the listeners who don't know, can you tell them who you are and what you do at Red Lodge Mountain?
My name is Ann Kozurak. I'm the director of mountain operations up here, so I'm in charge of all the departments that make things happen on the hill.
Now, with ski and snowboarding season in full swing, what kind of safety measures should people be following out there on the slopes, and then what are the dangers if they decide to go against some of those safety measures?
Well, you know, we really encourage our guests to follow the Skier Responsibility Code, which, you know, is a nationwide code of just safe skiing practice. So just keeping their speed under control and just being aware of their surroundings and not getting in over their head. We like to encourage our guests to stay inbounds. Backcountry skiing is a pretty popular thing these days, so if folks do decide to go out of bounds, we like to make sure that those that do are very educated in where they're going and the conditions that they might be entering, and just, you know, never going out by themselves.
Okay, always bring a friend. Buddy system.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you don't want to forget your buddy.
Yep.
RLM has tons of things happening at it, so what are some activities that are coming up in case somebody wants to say, you know what, it's the weekend, you know, let's go out on a Saturday and have some fun?
This weekend actually is a 90s throwback day where we encourage folks to dress in their 70s, 80s, 90s gear and just kind of a really fun day promoting all of our guests. Just go out and have a good time. Following weekend, I know there's a Grant Tyler Memorial Competition, which is a IFSA comp that takes place up on our upper mountain, and that's a really fun event to watch. I'm viewing it from the bottom of the Grizzly Peak chair. It's really fun. Get some good athletes out there. The Mini Monster Jam is also a really fun event for kids to do some terrain park competition. It's free. They serve free food, and folks just really enjoy Miami Beach and let their kids kind of spread their wings a little bit on the mini terrain park features.
Okay, so family fun up there at Red Lodge Mountain.
Always, yeah, you bet.
You said the conditions on the mountain are absolutely pristine and perfect, right?
Yeah.
There you go. So now where can they find all the details about all the events you talked about today, how much it costs, and everything that they could possibly want to know? Where can they find that?
You can find all the information you can handle on www.redlodgemountain.com, all spelled out.
Redlodgemountain.com on any device of your choice. All right, that's Ann Kozurak right here on the Mighty 790.
Thanks, Josh.